I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
In the end, government either serves the productive, patriotic, hardworking American citizen, or it serves those who break the laws, cheat the system, and seek power and profit at the expense of our nation. Look at Minnesota, where Somalians have taken over the economics of the state and have stolen billions and billions of dollars from Minnesota and indeed from the United States of America. And we're going to put an end to it. For so long as before my election, the vast majority of good and decent Americans were forced to watch as corrupt politicians plundered the halls of power, exploited our taxpayers, and pillaged every system that makes civilized society function. But not anymore, and you see that every day, not anymore. We're putting America first, and we are making America great again. Very simple. We are making America great again.
President Trump, in his address to the nation last night, and I told you before he appeared that it would probably be a rah-rah speech and listing accomplishments, and that's pretty much what it was. Nothing really new except the dividend for our warriors, which we'll talk about later. And the questions are, can he actually make that happen? A payment of $1,776 to every member of our military. 1776 resonating with the founding of our nation, and we're getting ready to celebrate the 250th anniversary. But the leftists and the legacy media condemning everything he said last night and picking apart any strand they can find loose. And I don't know how accurate some of the remarks were. I'll be honest with you. I didn't bother doing all the fact-checking. I leave it to the left loonies to do it, and maybe sometimes they're right, and sometimes they're so far off it's laughable. I'll tell you what they were doing last night, and looking at some of the responses from it, the Daily Beast talking about the CNN medical analyst, Dr. Jonathan Reiner, was one of many apparently voicing alarm about the president's manic address. They're using that term, manic. They're going to use it over and over again. It's wash, repeat, wash, do it again. Everybody's going to call it. That was a manic address. It was a maniac giving it. That's what they want you to believe. And all he's doing is detailing what he's accomplished. And he was doing it at a rapid speed. And they say he was going at 2-3 times the speed. Something was wrong with him. And in fact, Dr. Reiner claims, I'm seriously concerned about the health of the president. No one should be happy to see the president look like this. He looks unwell. Did you ever hear from Dr. Reiner before, the CNN physician, about Joe Biden? Trump did not look unhealthy last night. He was rapid-firing his accomplishments. Now, the Daily Beast, which is a left-leaning, planet-left publication, said in unguarded comments in front of journalists after the address, the president admitted, now I haven't seen anyone confirm this, but they say he admitted it was not his choice to do the speech. It was Chief of Staff Susie Wiles made him do it because she wanted to play cleanup amid the fallout from her embarrassing, as they refer in the Daily Beast, embarrassingly candid Vanity Fair article. And then they write in Daily Beast, here's how they write it. In Wednesday night's 18-minute double-speed diatribe, the 79-year-old president fired off mistruth after mistruth about his administration, how it's doing, and attacked his predecessor without having anything new to say. The fact that he could cite several things of what he's done that Biden ignored, I think that says everything, but not to the left. Welcome to hour number 2, Larry Connors, USA, December 18, 2025. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are live streaming. You can watch the program. It is so easy. Go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, Larry Connors, USA, Rumble, and Facebook. And everything goes up as a podcast later at LarryConnorsUSA.com, News Talk STL, Larry Connors, USA, Facebook, audio and video. So if you can't stay for the entire 2 hours, you can still pull it up. Watch, listen, share, push share, send it on to others. You are our multiplying factor, and I appreciate everything you do. And I also want to thank you for supporting our sponsors. They keep this program on the air. And I've got some wonderful sponsors. Some have been advertising with Larry Connors USA, such as Wellington Environmental and John Beal, for 13 years. They don't stay unless they're happy with what's happening. Cafe Napoli, another one, been with me 8-plus years and continues to renew. Now let's talk about, Trump was pointing out the fraud that took place in Minnesota. And it's been documented in numerous ways, and it's pretty hard to ignore it. But yes, the left was doing it. In fact, so was Governor Walz. There's a disability advocate, Nathaniel Olson, ripping into Walz and the Minnesota Department of Health Services, talking about the fraud that was taking place constantly.
Madam Chair, I'm Nathaniel M. Olson, a disability advocate for the state of Minnesota. I've heard the commissioners and the Department of Human Services, but the one thing that I'm freaking worried about is this freaking fraud that is happening over our state, where there's 600,000 disability people in the state of Minnesota that could suffer. And sadly, it's quite interesting that we have Governor Walz speaking in front of the state and saying that this fraud is nothing beside, but my people are done suffering. We're done with this fraud. We're done with the Department of Human Services coming up here and saying, oh, we're going to figure this out. This has been too long. The administration knew that this fraud was coming. I've talked to families, parents, everyone have been reaching out to me and saying, oh, this is what is happening to my child. This is what is happening to my child. We're afraid. We need to put aside these differences, and we need to come together and put a stop to this fraud.
Yeah, but you stop the fraud, you stop the money flow to those stealing it. Many are looking at Minnesota now as an epicenter of fraud. Minnesota officials who are concerned about it, and that does not include all of them, Walz will give lip service, but he was hearing from members of his state government for 5 years saying, we've got fraud going on here. He did nothing because a lot of it was centered in the Somalian community, and he needed those votes. Now he's saying, oh, we're going to tighten things and make it better. Yeah, right. That is the classic, the horse is out of the barn. Republican State Senator Kroon in Minnesota said, the state has been aware of this for a long time but failed to contain it. Minnesota has an epidemic of fraud, as the rest of the nation is learning. We've known here in Minnesota for quite some time we've had a massive fraud problem, and it's turning out that probably Minnesota is the epicenter of fraud in the U.S. right now. One of the programs they had, Feeding Our Future, that created during the pandemic-related issue, and a lot of pandemic money also siphoned off. They had various offices set up. You go around and look and check those addresses. In many cases, they found empty parking lots, non-existent offices, and legitimate businesses with had no association to the fraud and for the gathering of money. That was just standard practice. It's time we draw down on these people. Which brings me to Fannie. Yes, you remember Fannie Willis out of Georgia. She had her lover, Nathan Wade, of course, on her payroll. And again, fraudulently sending him money, taking trips with him, and again, defrauding the state of Georgia and others. And then when she's questioned about it, she goes ballistic.
Screen.
I don't review those documents, so you're asking me to look at documents that I haven't for the first time.
Why
what
not?
I can tell you is that I only allowed Mr. Wade to bill 160 hours a week, and then Mr. Wade would be the first one in the office making sure that my staff arrived. He corrected their behavior. They thought that 8:30 meant 8:30. He taught them that 8:30 means 7:45. He got there before them. He left after him. He taught them how to do this case, and he was a leader to that team and a public servant. And for that, him, like me, has been threatened. thousands of times. You want something to investigate as a legislature? Investigate how many times they've called me the N-word. Why don't you investigate that? Mm-hmm. Why don't you investigate them writing on my house? Why don't you investigate the fact that my house has been swatted? If you want something to do with your time that makes sense, and you can use all this in your campaign ad, you attacked Fani Willis. What have you done, sir? Nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bring you to the screen. I know you said you don't approve.
I don't look at this. I've never seen bills. It. So there's, I can't talk to you about documents I don't approve and don't review. Can't talk to you about it.
Who does approve the documents in your office when the invoices come in?
I thought we'd been through this.
I don't believe you said who reviews the invoices and approves the invoices in your
office. First of all, I have no firsthand knowledge of it.
Why not?
You have no firsthand knowledge.
You want me to testify about something I don't have any firsthand knowledge of?
I'm asking.
Then the question is immediately, why not? Why didn't you? And you're talking about your lover, Nathan Wade, spending 160 hours a week doing these actions you said were getting the staff to show up on time? I don't know where he found time to spend with you, Fanny, but I guess you guys figured out a way to make that work. And she said, well, you'll quit investigating me and the money and everything. Why don't you look at all those people using the N-word against me? That's not an investigation, and that is a shame. No one should use that word. But you, my woman... She would get upset with that phrasing. You put yourself into this. No one else. And now it's coming down to a day of reckoning. And she's squirming and moving and throwing out all kinds of allegations. I want to point out to you that it's been 145 days since the director of National Intel, Tulsi Gabbard, referred Barack Obama to the DOJ for criminal prosecution. Where does that case stand?
Director Gabbard, thank you. So two questions, but to begin on that. The president yesterday, you've inferred that the former president helped lead a coup. Based on what you now see, do you believe President Obama is guilty of treason?
I'm leaving the criminal charges to the Department of Justice. I'm not an attorney, but as I've said previously, when you look at the intent behind creating a fake manufactured intelligence document that directly contradicts multiple assessments that were created by the intelligence community, the expressed intent and what followed afterward can only be described as a years-long coup and a treasonous conspiracy against the American people, our republic, and an attempt to undermine President Trump's administration.
And there's no doubt about that. But Gabbard's staying in her lane, saying they're looking at it on the prosecution level. I'm calling it out for what it is. And we still have no action against Obama, the Attorney General, Bondi, and others not doing anything. Maybe they're still working behind the scenes on it. And yeah, I want to see what they're saying about criminal prosecution of Obama for how he weaponized the DOJ, the FBI, the Attorney General's office to go after Trump. White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, in that Vanity Fair article, did say some things that I don't know the basis for it, assuming she was quoted correctly. The interview took place over 11 different interviews, and you can get things out of context a lot. So I don't know how much context was put into it. But one of the things she'd mentioned, that J.D. Vance can be a conspiracy theorist. Now, what did that mean? I think that was bait for the left. I think that was bait, and they jumped on it. In fact, Vance admitted Susie is correct.
But conspiracy theorists, sometimes I am a conspiracy theorist, but I only believe in the conspiracy theories that are true. And by the way, Susie and I have joked in private and in public about that for a long time. For example, I believed in the crazy conspiracy theory back in 2020 that it was stupid to mask three-year-olds at the height of the COVID pandemic, mm-hmm. that we should actually let them develop some language skills. You know, I believed in this crazy conspiracy theory that the media and the government were covering up the fact that Joe Biden was clearly unable to do the job.
Right.
And I believed in the conspiracy theory that Joe Biden was trying to throw his political opponents in jail rather than win an argument against his political opponents. So At least on some of these conspiracy theories, it turns out that a conspiracy theory is just something that was true 6 months before the media admitted it. And that's my understanding.
So J.D. Vance is willing to own conspiracy theorists. Call me that. But only believe in those that are true. I'm telling you, I think Susie Wiles and that remark to Vanity Fair was setting a trap with bait, a big chunk of cheese in that, and the rats came for it. And they ate it up and spread it around like, Susie Wiles says Vance is a conspiracy theorist. And then you've got Kamala. Kamala Harris. When this woman speaks, if you can understand her, and if you hear what she's saying, you have to do everything you can to keep from slapping your forehead.
Well, some people have actually said I was the most qualified candidate ever to run for president.
I like the some people say. Very nice. Mm. But go ahead.
Yeah. Now, that's a conspiracy theory.
Speaking of fact. Yeah.
You were the most qualified person to run for president. I think they believe their own press reports. That's not a good idea. A new national poll is raising alarms for Democrats. A Quinnipiac University survey released last night shows only 18% of voters question approve the way Democrats in Congress are handling their job. 18%. 73% disapprove. That is the lowest job approval rating for Democrats in Congress since the Quinnipiac University poll began asking that question 16 years ago. You see the writing on the wall? And I have to tell you that we have some so-called Republicans that tend to fall to that side of the ledger from time to time. Get yourself straight. 18% Dem approval rating. Coming up later in this hour, the effort Maduro plans to stop and run the naval blockade around his country. It is laughable. It is laughable. But I'll give you details on it before we wrap up this hour. But also coming up, a British-Russian commentator on what many of us are doing regarding the terms Muslim and Islam. And based on what he says, I have to plead guilty, but I'm not sure that I'm wrong. And you might be with me, and would you be wrong or right? I'm going to defend my stance. What you're going to hear from this British-Russian commentator, he is a Konstantin Kessin, I should point out. And he says the way we're looking at Muslims and Islam is not just confusing, it's absolutely disorienting. And he makes a comparison based on apples, apples to apples. That story is still to come. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington, always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. VincentsJewelers.com. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Have you ever wondered why, in the wake of every Islamist terrorist attack, our media and politicians bend over backwards to make the extraordinary claim that Islamism has nothing to do with Islam? The answer is a mixture of things, of course, but the central reason is easy to understand if you think about it logically. To avoid offending morons, let's not talk about people and talk about apples instead. As you know, there are red apples, green apples, and yellow apples. Let's imagine for a second that a small percentage of green apples are poisonous and can injure and kill people. It's difficult to distinguish the toxic green apples from the other green apples, which are perfectly peaceful, law-abiding, and so forth. Now imagine that you're the public health authority whose job it is to protect the public. If your concern is solving the problem of the small minority of toxic green apples, you would immediately do a number of things. You might devote significant resources to identifying the toxic green apples and removing them from the supermarket shelves. You might commission thorough research into how and where the toxic green apples are grown. You might crack down very, very hard on anyone who knowingly participates in growing or distributing such apples.
Right.
You might even say that while you are dealing with the problem of deaths caused by toxic green apples, bringing more green apples into the country is liable to worsen the public health crisis until suitable measures are identified, which allow you to separate the bad green apples from the good ones. This is how you would act if your primary concern was the safety of the public.
That is Konstantin Kinsen. He is a British political commentator, also of Russian heritage, claims that he's 25% Jewish. But he's talking about how we address, and he's right, Muslim and Islamic. I have to plead guilty. I'm always wanting to stress to you there is a difference between the Muslim religion and the Islamist attitude and jihadist. You've heard me say repeatedly, not every Muslim is a jihadist, but every jihadist is a Muslim. So I guess I'm in his sights for kind of dancing around that phrasing. But I do it because I truly believe it. I don't want to condemn a people as a whole simply because of their religion. I just don't want to do it, unless their religion truly is to destroy me. And yes, you're right. In the Quran, you can find those words that they want to destroy all those non-believers. And you can go to the Bible and read about the God's destruction in the Old Testament and using Babylonian king and others to carry out his massacre of Jews because they would not adhere to his laws. I'm not a theologian, and my knowledge, I have to admit, is limited in these areas, but I still have an inbred belief that you have to understand just throwing a label on someone does not dissipate the issue. and you might actually be doing a disservice to that person and to the rest of their community, because it's so easy to slap a label on someone and call them out. Once again, some remarks from Kissin.
But what if you, as the public health authority, had spent the preceding decades claiming that all apples are the same? That to suggest that a small minority of green apples are potentially toxic is fear-mongering and greenophobic. What if you'd been openly encouraging unfiltered importation of green apples and actively resisted calls to thoroughly check whether such apples are in fact digestible for your citizens? What if your mantra for the last 20 years had been that anyone who believes there may be
Well, the point being that, yeah, I'm not encouraging more importation of Muslims who want to practice Sharia law. If they want to come here and truly assimilate, that's a different story, in my view. He's making the point using apples, apples to apples. Green apples, not all of them are toxic, but many are. So what are you doing to deal with them? And do you ban all green apples? Do you continue to deny any more green apples coming in? I would agree, unless you continue to find out and dig into where is this hate originating and this poison. You got to get to literally the root of that apple tree. Kissin's closing remarks.
What if your mantra for the last 20 years had been that anyone who believes there may be significant variations between the toxicity of different types of apples is a bigot who must be suppressed for fear of emboldening the far right? If you were in fact responsible for the fact that people were now being killed on the streets of your country by the small minority of toxic green apples, would you not do everything in your power to explain that the diversity of apples is our greatest strength? That the toxicity of green apples has nothing to do with them being green? That any doctor who suggests that the government should carefully regulate the importation of green apples specifically is a racist? The central premise of our elite consensus is that we must continue to pretend that all apples are the same, no matter how many people pay for this lie with their lives.
Yeah, and they're not all the same. Not all Muslims are the same. The Bondi Beach massacre that took place in Australia, the man that was featured stopping one of the shooters, taking the rifle away from him, was a Muslim. Muslim. And he knew they were targeting Jews. But his father, speaking on behalf of him, said, "My son could not stand there and watch people being slaughtered. Innocent people." And there were reports of others stepping forward, an elderly couple trying to stop one of the other gunmen. And there are questions about how many gunmen were actually there. We've been told only two, but it might be a bigger number than that. And there might be other stories of where someone stepped up to stop the shootings. But this one Muslim man stands out because he's clearly captured on video attacking the shooter, ripping the rifle from him, and then it appears that he's shooting at him. And then to make sure that he's not identified as a terrorist, he puts the rifle down and raises his hand, say, "Here, come here." That was a Muslim who does not fit the category that many want to say all Muslims hate Jews and want to see them dead. He did not want to see that. And he was defending them. But we also have an issue inside our government with politicians that want to ignore the illegal issue, and that being Muslim or not, we have those who are just willing to let it all happen and happen to your detriment. Tennessee Congressman Cohen.
Order is focused on street and violent crime. And Memphis has had too much, and it's gone down. It went down before the federal task force came in, but it's gone down even a little bit more. We don't know exactly what street crime is. But we know when we say we're going to go in with ICE and take out the people that committed the most serious offenses, the worst of the worst, and we mention crime as a homicide, we mention rape, we mention pedophiles, we know who those people are. But they're arresting people simply for the offense of being in the country illegally. It's not right, but it's not necessarily something that should cause deportation when they are not committing crimes and they are contributing to the economy. So that's a concern we have.
Well, if they're in the country illegally, they are candidates for deportation. Now, I have said, and I agree, if they're not causing mayhem and chaos, they're the last I want to bother with. And many of them are self-deporting. Many have self-deported already. And yes, many of those we have rounded up have been arrested previous times, convicted even, of crimes against Americans. And you still have Democrats like Congressman Cohen want to say, well, you can't just grab up all these people because they're here illegally. The hell we can't. They violated our laws entering our nation illegally. Now, whether or not they commit a crime past that is another issue. But so many on the left, they are trying to walk the line that, well, you know, I'm with the illegals as long as they're not committing serious crimes. Well, but you want to ignore the first crime they committed coming into the country illegally. We have politicians right now on a tightrope. There is no net for them. So they're clinging on if they slip from the rope to try to maintain, I'm doing what's best for the country, and we must stop ICE from rounding up illegals. Look, all they did was enter the country illegally. All they did? What do you think would happen? You know what would happen if you entered another country illegally. Do you think they're going to let you stay, even if you had the best intentions? We have seen the illegal issue weaponized against Americans and to our detriment. There's a report out that shows just how bad it's gotten in some, and that is pointing out that rent prices are up. Average Americans can't get housing because illegals are swarming into the area, taking over what facilities they can. Prices are driven down, wages, I should say, driven down. And all the left wants to do is protect them, but not to the extent that they're willing to let them into their house. See, that's a line they will not cross. They don't mind if the illegals get into your home and into your job environment and disrupt your life. And they want to commit fraud, so be it. Is there anything in that statement I just laid out is good for America? No. And yet the fraud continues, not just in the Somalian community. That's been a highlight, as we said. That is now an epicenter of fraud for everyone to view and consider, but it's not the only one. And speaking about wages, I want you to hear what Trump had to say last night about the wages, and also the Charlie Kirk assassin making a, quote, joke? I think not. Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
We welcome Tom Shaw, Realtors, selling, buying, leasing property all over Missouri, almost 100 years. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, ShawRealtors.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. I just checked the events planned at Lit Cigar Lounge, so I'm planning a lot of time there. Top-of-the-line cigars, premium whiskey. Check out litstl.com and join me. Hey, and if we get hungry, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, just a few doors down. We can order from the menu be at our table within minutes. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley and Lit Cigar Lounge, litstl.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
After years of record-setting falling incomes, our policies are boosting take-home pay at a historic pace. Under Biden, real wages plummeted by $3,000. Under Trump, the typical factory worker has seen a wage increase of $1,300. For construction workers, it's $1,800. For miners, we're bringing back clean, beautiful coal is $3,300. And for the first time in years, wages are rising much faster than inflation.
And that was Trump last night, just spitting out fact after fact. Now, of course, the left says, oh, he has a Pinocchio nose. Not all those were facts. We were double-checking and fact-checking, and he's wrong on some of them. He might be. I didn't do the double-check. I'll leave it to the left loonies to do it. And if it's wrong, it's wrong. I will agree. But they don't like anything that says he's doing a good job. And that's what it comes down to. And they want to point out that he's totally out of touch and does not understand what's really happening in America. Well, the latest numbers out show inflation did fall in November. The consumer price index rose 2.7% from a year ago. That is down from 3% in September, below the 3.1% forecast by economists. So Trump last night in his primetime speech said, very simple, we are making America great again. Inflation has stopped, wages are up, prices are down. And the left just cannot stand that kind of news. And then you have factcheck.org. This is an independent source, not tied to any of the networks, and not taking monies for donations and so forth. They point out inflation roared back during the Biden term, roared back, shrinking the value of the workers' paychecks. Consumer prices jumping 21.5%, gasoline 31%. You adjust for inflation, private sector average weekly earnings shrink 4%. Do you have any doubt about that? You lived through it. You tell me. Did you not see that happening? This was during the Biden administration. Home prices rose 37%. And the one report from the House Budget Committee chair says the cumulative inflation under Biden grew to a staggering 17.1%. That's when you take all 4 years he was in office. Trump made a remark last night that we've inherited the worst inflation in 40 years. Well, the CNN lackeys all came around. No, you're lying. That's not right. I don't know how correct that is, but I know what I see. Do you not have that ability? You can judge for yourself. Make your own decisions. Don't fall into their trap and follow them around like puppies hungry for a bite to eat. Come on. Think for yourself. You don't have to think for me. You don't have to tell me, and I'm not telling you how to think. Make your own decision. The Charlie Kirk assassin, Tyler Robinson, thought he would make some jokes about conservatives. He said conservative figures will, quote, catch a bullet one day. He was mocking the attempt of the Trump assassin, Thomas Crooks, for failing to shoot straight. Remember Butler, Pennsylvania? Trump could have died on that stage. Have you stopped to reconsider that? He could have been assassinated on that stage while running for president again. And just by the grace of God and a little movement, the bullet nicked his ear. Or maybe part of the teleprompter, whatever it was. Obviously, somebody shooting him. And we know it was not fake. We had a father or two in the audience killed and others injured. But the Charlie Kirk assassin once bragged he could hit a 400-yard shot, and he began openly adopting left-wing stances after he got in a relationship with his transgender roommate. This is according to Breitbart. That's a source. But also, the Washington Post is reporting the same. The newspaper spoke with about 20 people who knew Robinson, examined hundreds of messages that he exchanged online and in private chat rooms over the last 5 years. His friends and former co-workers described him as a quiet person, mostly kept to himself, difficult to get to know. And they all say that he initially had a F both of them when it came to political parties. Didn't care for either one. But then they noticed changes after he began dating his transgender roommate, who after the 2024 election persistently complained about politics and over conservative figures. They say on more than one occasion they saw him physically cradling his transgender partner to comfort him as he sobbed over politics. Eventually, he began voicing concerns for transgender rights. That's according again to the Washington Post. And he began criticizing conservatives, accusing them of fear-mongering over transgender issues. And, of course, a lot of hate aimed at Donald Trump. Another friend told the Washington Post that when drunk, Robinson would eventually occasionally joke about right-wing politicians and hear him say something like, "That guy's going to catch a bullet one day." And then came September 10, Charlie Kirk, fatally shot at Utah Valley University. And Robinson is accused of it. He made sure Charlie caught the bullet. This is the kind of hate division we have going on in our nation. I want to point out to you, by the way, where we're talking about transgender. The Trump administration is moving to make sure that they cut off money going to any hospital that is performing transgender surgery or providing puberty blockers. Good. That will save some children down the road. If a child is that messed up, does not know what their gender is, I do feel for them. But they don't need surgery. They don't need puberty blockers. They need counseling to help them. And many of those who've gone through the transgender effort and even the puberty blockers have complaints. I wish I hadn't done that. How many? I don't know, because a lot of them don't want to speak out. They don't want to be identified as someone that fell into that trap set by the leftists. Everybody should have a right to decide their own sex. God didn't create you. You had the ability to make your own sex, your gender. Trump's speech last night included great news for our troops, if it can be done.
Proud to announce that more than 1,450,000 military service members will receive a special, we call, Warrior Dividend before Christmas, a Warrior Dividend in honor of our nation's founding in 1776. We are sending every soldier $1,776.
Now, of course, many say he can't do that. Congress controls appropriations and money, so that's correct. But he puts it out there. I think he could see it through. The number 1776, Jen Psaki and MSN Now, they might be MSN Gone tomorrow, but MSN Now says that $1,700 figure is very interesting because there was a Yale study saying that there's $1,700 been taken from the American citizens over some of the Trump policies. I don't know where they got that. I didn't bother digging into it. But they're ignoring the very fact that 1776, we're coming up on our 250th anniversary. That's why that number is there. They don't want you to think beyond what they tell you. I encourage you all the time. You listen to this program. You want to refute me? You want to challenge me? By all means. I want a thinking audience, and that's what I've got, and I thank you for being here. I think in many cases, you and I probably would agree on most things. There might be others that we wouldn't. Doesn't make you bad, doesn't make me bad. It's a disagreement. Not a reason to kill anyone, is it? And we have Republican senators, according to The Hill, openly questioning Defense Secretary Hegseth's decision not to release the full video of that September 2nd follow-up strike. Remember the one that, quote, the double tap, that there were still survivors clinging to the boat when they came back and realized it did not sink, we got to hit it again, and the survivors were killed. Now, I have not seen the video. Hegseth wants to lock it away. I don't know why. I would agree with Senator John Cornyn of Texas, a senior member of the Intel Committee, said my bias would be to make it available, and I agree. He said that would be the best thing to do. It would make it available and quiet the Democrat accusations that Hegseth is trying to hide an atrocity on the high seas. Cornyn said keeping the video secret is how conspiracy theories get spun up, but he acknowledged it is Hegseth's call. Senator Lindsey Graham said the video should be made available to members of Congress. Hegseth is, and that's widely available. Some of them have seen it. That's something Hegseth has refused to do so far. But Graham said, I think that the video should be given to everyone in Congress. And he added, I don't think most Americans give a damn about the video. I'd like all of us to see it. Hegseth had said just earlier this week, the video is too sensitive to be shared with the public. I don't buy that story, Secretary of War. I don't buy that story. And what I don't get, some of the video has been released, and they state unclassified video. You now see the cargo boat, but they have a black box over those in the boat. Why? Why are you bothering to cover their identity? In the beginning, they were not bothering. I guess somebody said, oh my God, you're showing these people, and they have family. And everything. Yeah, they have family, as you do. But they're committing a heinous crime, bringing drugs in our nation to poison our populace. Secretary of State Rubio participated in one classified briefing. Missouri Senator Hawley did as well. He said, I can understand why Hegseth does not want to release the fully unedited video, but he questioned why it couldn't be redacted in parts to protect sensitive information. Hawley said, I do think that anything can be edited, that can be released, that should be helpful. But he admitted, I've not seen the videos. He said, if we can find a way to appropriately redact it, to allow the public to see it, I think that'd be great. That's the position of Senator Hawley. Our other senator making it clear that he thinks there's nothing wrong with what took place. You want to put a stop to the debate? The quickest way to do it is to go ahead and release the video. I have not seen it. I doubt you have. But I will tell you, in a military action against, and this is a military action, not a war, but a military action to put an end to these cargo cocaine boats racing across the sea trying to get into our nation. They're terrorists. They are narco-terrorists. And if you hit the boat and it doesn't sink, the mission is sink the boat. You go back and do it again. In the meantime, Maduro is saying, this naval blockade Trump wants to put around Venezuela to stop any sanctioned oil tankers, we will fight back. We will break through. I'll have our Venezuelan Navy escort these tankers. What a joke. Do you know what the Venezuelan Navy consists of? I think they've got two German diesel subs, maybe not even operating, but they got one. And then they've got a mini sub of some type. They have about 25 to 30 patrol boats. They don't have anything to do war with the U.S. Navy. There would be no possibility. But they want to, you believe that we're going to defy Trump and we will run past them. We're going to use our Navy to escort oil tankers in direct challenge to the Trump blockade. If that happens, things could escalate. There's no doubt about it. If the Venezuelan Navy, in escorting vessels through the blockade began to fire upon U.S. vessels. The command might well be return fire. Do not initiate, but if fired upon, return fire. And in addition to cocaine cargo ship boats, I should say, trying to get into our nation, these tankers that are sanctioned from moving from Venezuela to other countries or bringing oil in, they will also vanish. And why we have some members of Congress saying that's wrong, we shouldn't do that. Whether the same ones who thought that we should shut down all oil and get rid of all of our gas vehicles and live in the cold and suffer. They want you to suffer. Well, we don't want to suffer. And we're not going to buy your story anymore. 1 year, not even a full year of Trump in office. And when he makes his statement last night about all he's accomplished, you cannot deny it. You may question the figures, so be it. But look around you. Do you not see things better and improving every day? I do. As always, I thank you for listening and reminding you of our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.